Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, April the 15th. I would have said tax day, but we learned yesterday tax day's not till the 18th.
Wow, they changed it, have they?
7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's in there at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And what national day is it?
It's Good Friday.
Well, it is Good Friday. It is Good Friday.
That's great. It's Glazed Spiral Ham Day, which I'm always behind.
Ooh.
And Titanic Remembrance Day.
Okay.
Titanic sank on this day.
Oh. Really?
On this day.
Oh, man.
You think it's because of tax day?
No, we actually went to, when we were in Ireland, it was very interesting because we got a chance to go to the Titanic Museum and where they actually built the ship, and it was fascinating. A couple other islands that we went to where they had, you know, the... Remember that, where they had a lot of the grave sites of the people who were on the Titanic, and it's such an interesting story about all the people. Anyway,
I got to say, though, actually, it says today is Titanic Remembrance Day, but it actually sank on the 14th, just at 11:40 p.m., so I was incorrect in stating that.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for that. Okay, chance of showers today with a high of 62, overnight lows of 45. Looks like Saturday will be about 63, so chance of showers. Once again, about 80%. They're saying 80 to 90% of showers tomorrow. Saturday night, slight chance of showers and mostly cloudy with 45. And then Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 69 and partly cloudy at 44. That'll be Easter Sunday. So if you're doing Easter egg hunts or if you're going to Red Bluff Roundup or whatever you're doing, it looks like, you know, there's going to be this patchy weather, which is great. Monday calls for 60% chance of showers. Once again, on Monday night, showers and Tuesday showers. So we bless this weather. We're so glad to have our earth quenched. There we go. Let's just embrace it. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And we are here with...
Katrina!
And Haven Humane and Reva. Reba or Reva?
Reba, like McIntyre.
Like, oh, yeah, Reba redhead, McIntyre. Redhead dog.
We got a hound dog.
Yeah,
here.
Let's
except,
talk about...
Except it's not a, like long ears or that.
Let's talk about Reba.
Yeah, so if you guys remember last week when I brought Fritzy, he had like the best ears in the shelter. Well, something I love about Reba is I think she has the best tail because even though she's like a short-coated, you know, kind of dog, she has a very curly tail, and it's very funny to me, because, you know, when you see the really curly tails, you see them on, like, the huskies and things with the really long fur, but she has this very skinny tail that is very curly, and I think it's super cute. She's a very medium-sized dog, about, like, 50 pounds, very pretty chestnut brown with her little floppy ears. She's only about two
short-haired.
Years old.
Short-haired.
Yeah, she looks very healthy.
How old is she?
Healthy and
two
energetic.
Years old.
2 years? Okay.
Yeah.
Healthy and energetic.
And she comes, oh, look at her. The only thing Jared wants to do is take a photo, and she is over there. It's hard to take a photo when I want to lick your face.
Yeah. No, she's very loving, very,
very
sweet.
Very affectionate, yes.
She's a sweet dog.
She is. And in a typical hound fashion, the second you take her outside, her nose is glued to the ground.
Yeah. She's cute. She's got her head over there for those watching online. All right. So you bring in the pet of the week. We have Reba. And, of course, we want to get her adopted. And when you bring them in, it's a special fee, correct?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. If you adopt out of the day of pet of the week, it's highlighted. You're trying to get dogs adopted, find their forever home. So today, what we'd usually say is if you adopt the dog on the day of, that we'll cover the adoption fee here at KCNR. We say that with our dogs, right?
Sure.
You're looking at me. You've said that before, like a couple times. I was thinking, okay.
Well, I was thinking more of the $25 dog.
Oh.
Because this one's about...
How much is this one?
So since she's 2 years old, she would be $75. However, we are doing something really special right now. We're doing our Stuff the Bus promotion. We're partnered with Salvation Army. We're doing a food drive. So if you're able to bring in some non-perishable human food, I should emphasize that, we are able to do $25 adoptions for everybody.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Then we're going to cover that. That's no problem. If you adopt Reba today, you know, when you go,
and bring food in.
Case, yep. Yeah,
human
bring
food.
Bring in human food, and then KCNR will pay the $25 adoption fee. Doesn't get better than that. You help people, and you get helped all at the same time. And this is a good dog.
And
right?
you save a beautiful canine. She's just got great. Now, I think I'm looking on the line right now. I think she is in the center photo of in your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is her. It looks just like her. So I'm going to post that as well. Okay. So while we have you in this moment, anything else happening with Haven Humane that we can need to mark our calendars 3 weeks out?
Yeah. So, kind of adding more to the Stuff the Bus. We are doing that until May 7th. So, we have a few weeks going of this, of bringing in non-perishable food for $25 adoptions. We have a ton of animals in our shelter right now. We have a ton of really adoptable, wonderful dogs. We're also still celebrating the opening of our kitten nursery. Last week I talked about the first episode that we posted on our YouTube channel, which is just Haven Humane Society, of kind of what they do in the kitten nursery. And I know there's another episode coming out tomorrow on the same platform. And since our kitten nursery did just open, we are looking for foster parents to help foster kittens who are kind of in that in-between stage of they've been weaned off their mother, but they're not old enough to be adopted quite yet. So if you've ever been interested in fostering, definitely give us a call at 241-1653 and ask to speak to our foster coordinator. We always need foster parents.
And the whole time you've been talking, Katrina, and telling our listening audience what's happening, you've been petting her, and she's just up there with us, looking at both of us, and great
eyes. She says, "Where's my microphone?"
Yeah, she's just, yeah.
I want a microphone.
It's like the famous artist that paints the people with the dog heads, you know,
right?
Like playing poker and stuff. I wish I knew who that artist was, but looking out there and waving through, now, Baron Browning is waving through. We're going to be talking of cool April nights this morning. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Of course.
We always love partnering with Haven Humane on this. Every Friday morning we have, at this time of day, our pet of the week.
Start your day off good, because you get to pet a new friend.
Right?
There you go. Okay. Thank you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This part of the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. Do you have a consistent bedtime?
My bedtime usually when we get up and we have to do our early morning show, which I tell people we get up at 5. I usually get up at 5:30, and they're like, "You're kidding." And I said, "No, every morning, whether I'm on the show or not, I still get up because I've got things to do, you know, people emails to call and anyway."
You have a consistent bedtime.
Well,
too.
I will.
Your bedtime is when I turn on a show, and I can tell because Linda's bedtime starts right then.
I think we've both been really
eyes closed. That's it. And so your bedtime ranges from 9 to 10.
Yes, it does. Yeah,
mine ranges later than that.
Let me tell you what happened with our Sleep Number bed last night, because every morning I always put the control up to 100, is that we were so tired last night we forgot to set it. So we still slept wonderfully in the Sleep Number bed, even though it was at 100. But usually when I'm really with it, I put it up in the morning, and at nighttime I've been going to 35 lately. Sleep Number setting. It's 35.
And my Sleep Number setting is 70. Well, last night, our Sleep Number settings were 100. And I thought about that as I was drifting off. I thought, did I adjust my bed? And so I didn't.
I didn't know that till this morning. No, that's how well we slept.
Here's what it is. A good day starts with a good night's sleep. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss out on Sleep Number's weekend special. Save $1,000 on Sleep Number's most popular smart bed, the i8 360 smart bed, plus special financing. It ends on April 16th tomorrow, only at Sleep Number stores over in the Target Shopping Center is where our Sleep Number store is. Because of the special financing, if you choose that, subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack. And these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
And good morning and welcome to the morning show here on this Friday edition of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
This portion of the show brought to you by Avelo Airlines. You can now fly direct to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Redding. The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays with tickets starting as low as $39 one way, so you'll have more money to spend in Las Vegas. You must book directly at AveloAir.com, however. You know what? Don't drive to Sacramento. We're not going to have – don't ever drive to Sacramento again. You could go to L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, Las Vegas now, and soon to Denver. You know what? That is so great.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
We appreciate that. Hey, with us this morning, we're very, very excited for this segment. We've got Deborah Fox, who's the president of the Redding, California Cool April Nights. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, and, the press.
And our one and only Baron Browning, who's everything Anderson and plus.
And
good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
So Baron's been here like 3 days this week. And,
yeah, I just asked for an office.
Yeah.
I am looking at, first of all, if you're wondering, oh my gosh, when's Cool April Nights? We know it's somewhere in April. It's April 22nd through May 1st, and I'm looking at this incredible website. Go to Cool, that's K, CoolAprilNights.com, and you're going to see every event, every show and shine, and you can download a copy of the schedule as well. What a great job, Deborah. Thank you for whoever did this. You've got the volunteer, about, spectators, participants, everything you need to know. So it's not just whispers in the wind.
No, it's not. We are really looking forward to this year. It's a great lineup that we've got. We've got 24 show and shines, 4 bands, a drive-in movie. Foothill is doing their annual fundraising dinner on Monday night. Parsons will be on Tuesday night, the drive-in's on Wednesday night. Just check out the website. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, Simpson University was in here yesterday.
Yes. They're all excited.
They're all excited about it. The one out at Benton Airfield, we're going to be there on a live remote that morning. So and we'll be able to talk to the people. And
on that morning, we will be flying in our special guest, John D'Agostino, from Celebrity Customs.
Ooh. Mm. What time should he get in?
I'm not quite sure yet. He'll be in midway through the show and shine there at Benton. He is a world-renowned custom car builder.
Right.
And he also is a judge all over the world. Right now, I believe he's in Sweden or Germany or one or the other. He'll be there this week and the other place the next week. But he's going to be coming here and awarding. He'll be judging all day, all the cars that are registered. And at 3 o'clock on Saturday, the day of the big show, he will award the Crystal Award of Excellence.
Whoa.
It's a pretty prestigious award.
Okay, the big show now is going to be on Saturday the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have, not only is it going to be the big show, but you're going to be able to get breakfast there from the Asphalt Cowboys, another one of their, you know, one of their pancake breakfasts.
Tell us
that
what
they're practicing.
$5.
Yeah. Tell us what that looks like. Okay, I want to see, like, okay, we're going to mark a couple days in our calendar because people, there's so many things going on. You've got a whole week of activities. But as far as, like, the big finale we're talking about, tell us how that looks for people who can book on their Saturday and just open it up and be all
or
everything.
Never been
cool.
Well, I think a couple things to understand is there's a great way to, through Napa Auto Parts, you can go there and get a $25 wristband, and that gets you into everything all week long. So every concert, the drive-in movie, and the big show. So you get all of that and all the big show that goes with it. So you're not paying that, you know, $10 a night to go there, which equals, if you did every night, $60, right? You're only paying $25. You go to Napa Auto Parts before the big show starts on Saturday, and you get a $25 wristband, and it's unlimited access.
Okay, so when we talk about the
and then you don't have to choose because you can go to everything.
Yeah, okay. So when you talk about 3 concerts, are these concerts there? Where is the? Is it at the Civic?
It's at the Civic.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just trying to get the visual here for people who are not involved. They're listening. They're driving. They're thinking about their calendar. Can I bring the kids? What am I going to do? Date night. This would be fun to go girls' night out. Whatever. Let's talk about the concerts and who is in the concerts. Who are the concerts?
So Wednesday night is Billy and the Jets. Thursday is Black Vinyl 45. Friday is the Hill Street Band. And on Saturday, Journey Unauthorized.
Oh!
I know.
It's a nice lineup. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And what? $25 for a wristband if you want to go every night and hear some killer live music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then all the show and shines. You know, those, those are free. Those are free to the public. And of course, the cruise. Get your seats early.
Now, is that Friday, the cruise?
Friday the 29th.
Okay,
yes.
That is the big once every year people plan their calendars for to get there and see the drive. That is just so much fun. Now, has it not been going on for the last couple of years?
No, we weren't able to hold it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
The first year, they actually shut us down 2 weeks prior to.
Right.
Because they were turning the convention center into a
hospital. Yeah.
And then as a financial decision, we decided not to hold it last year. When we checked around, they were only going to let us, if we were able to have it, maybe possibly at 25%. Well, when you have upwards of 1,800 cars with two people per car, 400 volunteers.
Yeah, and people coming in from all
exactly.
It was a wise decision, so now you can make the huge splash, better than ever, back with a bang.
Forward, moving forward.
Absolutely, the best ever right now. You know, that's how we're living life.
Yes.
So tell us some other little cherry-picking things that we would like to know about.
So Lithia Chevrolet donates an engine every year for us to raffle off, and it's a big thing. It's a big money maker for us.
An engine,
yes.
To go into
a car.
But I mean, is it like? Well, I mean, because there's different eras of cars. So
yes.
Is this?
You just build the car around the engine.
Okay, got it. You help me here about me because I'm not the only layman.
So it's an $8,000 engine.
Oh wow!
And the tickets are $10 each.
Oh.
So
that's huge.
Or three for twenty.
That's
better.
So I like the idea of having. So I win an $8,000 engine. Now what do I do? Now I sell
have
it.
Pat Cart build a table around it.
I'll sell it to one of
Carl,
my friends.
Carl, you got this backwards.
Now
you're gonna go, you know, and buy that car you wanted to put it in.
Mm-hmm. And you can find a new a classic car at the Car Corral, which is held on Sunday. People come and sell their classic cars.
Ooh.
I just met somebody that's got a 56 Chevy, and I said, "You're kidding." He says, "No." I said, "I did." I said, "Do you bring it out for the show and shines?" And he goes, "Yeah, occasionally, but he doesn't drive it." I didn't know until we were riding up to Lake Almador that he has a 56 Chevy in the turquoise.
Nice.
Is that 55? Yeah, 56. You know, in the turquoise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the classic. Didn't know that.
Well, I love this whole thing about the engine. I mean, this is something that's new to me. So I love it when our listeners are listening and driving by again, and they're in and out of the car in the morning show. And you, too, could win an engine.
Right.
Or $10 ticket.
And the tickets will be on sale at most of the show and shines. And Inked Up does all of our event shirts, and they will be also at a lot of the show and shines selling event shirts this year.
All right, so
let's let's take an early break here. It's not much early. And we come back, we got a lot of things to talk about for Cool April Nights. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer serving our area, Doug Tooley. It's a veteran-owned business, and dish is, you know, it's simple, it's reliable for your home entertainment. We've had it for years. If you have, and for some reason that you do have a problem, you don't have an 800 number to try and fight your way through. You just call Doug Tooley at 241-3474. See why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution, and you can get a 2-year price guarantee. Think about that. That requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Other restrictions apply. We'll be right back with Cool April Nights, Deborah Fox, and Baron Browning. Mustang Sally.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Hot Cars.
And Cool April Night.
Is back. April 22nd through May 1st.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
Dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 29th.
And get your tickets now for the big event with up to 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 30th.
It's back. Bigger than ever. Don't miss the 31st annual Cool April Night. April 22nd through May 1st.
Get your tickets today at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts locations.
For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Tickets for the big show on sale now at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts stores for $8 pre-sale and $10 at the door. And new this year, for $25, get your all-access wristband that gets you into the big show, plus 4 nights of live entertainment at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, and Cresco Equipment. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's KOOLAPRILNITES.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
You know, I grew up with this
well,
music.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dime.
All right, honey. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios here of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. No, really, I sat on my grandfather's knee and heard it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally run. 15 years they've been there, and they've been moving local dreams forward for 15 years. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
And a new beautiful addition. I saw you there, Baron, on for the Anderson. Beautiful.
2727 yes. Ventura Street, right down in Anderson, yeah. The newest branch. Hey, we're here with Deborah Fox, who's president of the Cool April Nights Association, and Baron Browning, who just appears everywhere.
Our leaders of Anderson.
Actually, Baron is the voice of Cool April Night.
Okay, the voice of Cool April.
Well, that's how it happened.
That's great.
Great. Hey, I'm looking for a baseball announcer this year, so just thought I'd let you know. Hey, Deborah, one of the things
spare
we talked
time.
About, yeah, in your spare time. I'm just laughing. Okay.
We talked about a lot of cool things at the break.
Well, and here's the thing is, working on cars, and just like that music right there, working on cars when I was growing up was the big thing. You had school, every high school had auto shop. people, their cars, I mean, they learned to work on them, and it was a big thing, you know, customizing their cars. But my, as I look at the people out there, you know, they're getting older. Are we going to have another generation of cars?
I think, you know, well, as the cars, as the people age, so do the cars,
sure.
and the classic date of what we consider classics moves along. Right now we're at 1979 and below. Yes, a lot of those people are getting older, and they're passing those cars on to their family members who have been around it all their life, and they've picked up on that. It's not something. It's not a dying art.
Well, see, that's what I wanted to bring out, because when you told me that you know, that brought that brought light to my heart, because these beautiful cars, the amount of work they put in them. I asked one guy one time about, gosh, you know, because you said you just got it. You found a rusted out Hulk. He said, yeah. I asked about cost, and he said, oh, yeah, you know what? It was probably like $15,000 in parts. And I went, what about labor? He goes, no, we don't count labor.
No.
We do not count labor in the cost of redoing one of these cars. You know, and they bring them back to Cherry. And I can imagine why. I mean, and then they get together and work on cars.
Yes, they do.
Oh, it's great. I mean, this is, if you have not been to a show and shot, I can't imagine if you haven't been. But if you haven't been, take a look at the website and see. And I mean, they're everywhere. And you need to go see those.
Can we talk about the money that you all raise? Because we talked about that at the break, and I think it's really funny. A wonderful, staggering amount of what you bring to the Reading area. And someone can share that figure?
Sure. So we're at about $7.5 million that we bring into the area through hotels, restaurants, shopping, all of those things that go on outside of Cool April Nights. So it's just a huge, staggering number with the amount of people that actually come in from all over the country bringing their vehicles. So it is amazing. It's pretty cool. So
it's a wonderful organization. We have 14 volunteers. We volunteer year-round. We have no paid employees. It takes about 400 volunteers to pull off the event during the week, from registration to the actual event itself.
How many?
400.
Oh, 400. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you were saying that it costs you about a certain fee. Can you share that, what it costs to put it on, and afterwards what you do with charity?
Of course. The cost of putting on this event is about approximately $250,000. And after all of the bills are paid and all of the books are settled, we take the profits that we make, which is anywhere between $40,000 and $50,000, and we donate it back to youth programs in our community.
That's wonderful. What got you involved, Deborah? Let's hear a little bit about your bit. Yeah. To become president of Cool April Nights.
That's huge.
And to be able to have the stamina and the wherewithal. Tell us a little bit about your history and what brought you to this position.
Well, for me, I grew up in a classic world. My dad built his first car when he was 14. And I knew nothing more. It was they were always in our garage. My dad built cars for people from Reading to Oregon, down south, all over. He raced at Bonneville. He was one of the builders on the Redhead, which is a Bonneville salt flat car. He was a member, one of the first members of the Shasta Roadsters. So I grew up around that. Mm-hmm. And I started volunteering about 12 years ago.
And did you learn to wrench from your dad?
He taught me what a wrench was.
Okay.
And there's different sizes?
Yes, there are.
Yeah, Linda knows about that, but it turns out her dad would describe each wrench when he said it, handed it to her. Like, hand me the wrench.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I didn't spend as much time in the garage as I would have liked to with my dad, but it was always full of people.
Yeah.
There was never just one or two. There were six or eight people in our garage all the time.
That's kind of like if your dad, let's say, is a musician, and that's their passion, and they're all involved in there, writing and doing their thing and tuning in to talk about their gear and the blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. There's a passion with it. You grew up with it. It's in your DNA.
Mm-hmm. It's what you know, and it's the people that you know, too.
Right.
I grew up with all those people, and I still see them out and about now. And I started volunteering about 12 years ago. I was taking tickets at the front gate, and then I started selling the T-shirts. At that time, Cool April Nights sold their own T-shirts. Now we've let Inked Up take it over. And then Doug Carney, who was the president at the time, asked me to be on the board. And I was on the board for a couple of years when he passed. And we had had a lot of people step down. They'd been on the board for so many years, one of them being Barbara Harrison.
Yes, Barbara.
She was one of the originals. Yeah. And so
you're listening, Barbara.
Boop, boop. Good morning, Barbara. Yeah.
You know what? Barbara Harrison has been a part of our life also in so many different things.
Yes.
But you're right. She was on the board and
Many things. This was a big, huge passion of hers. Probably the one.
And if you check out the program this year, there's an article on Barbara.
Oh, that's
we're
great.
Honoring her this year. Aww. We actually have a new award that we will be passing out this year. Barbara will be choosing. It's the Barbara Harrison DreamWorks Award.
Oh, fantastic!
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's so well deserved.
Very well deserved. Yeah.
So you grew up with your father being instrumental in your life as far as the passion of what it is to build a car, race a car, and so you know what I find interesting is. And help me with this, that when you go to these show and shines and everybody can, those people who love to build a car will talk about what's inside the car. Like, I don't know, whatever the tubes in the engine and the engine block and all that stuff.
Well, you know, if you stop and talk to any one of the owners of those cars, and they love to talk,
mm-hmm.
if you'll just stop and say, hi, tell me about your car, you're going to be there for a good half an hour. It's everybody's very proud of what they do.
Uh-huh.
They put a lot of hard work and thought into their car, and it's a family event. It's not just usually the builder. There's a lot of pride that goes into that. Some of them have been handed down from generations. Some of them have been purchased and rebuilt. There's so much to it. As for me, I don't own a classic car. For me, this is my give back to the community. I was raised that when you live in a community, you need to give something back. And so this is my give back.
That's great.
There was someone who passed away years ago and a member of the Colorful Knights. And the other group of his friends finished his car for him and then put it in the show for him. And I can't remember his name. But
Dwayne.
Dwayne Tomei.
Dwayne.
That's right.
Dwayne Tomei.
Dwayne Tomei,
right.
Yeah.
They finished the car and put it out there. Yeah.
It's a family.
Yeah. Yeah. This is such a passion.
Baron, how'd you get involved in this?
Deborah told me I was the voice.
Okay.
That's pretty simple for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He followed directions real well.
She just called and said, you're it. That was four years ago.
To be the voice.
So I'm pretty honored to be able to do it. So I announce everything on Saturday and Sunday, and then Deborah and I do all the commercials together leading up. So you're going to start hearing commercials starting next Friday, the 22nd. About those days events, and then every day after that, you'll hear all the shows for the day coming out on all of the radio stations.
And we're going to be talking about it. We're going to be there on the 29th up at Benton Air Park. We're going to be doing a remote from right there.
You'll get to meet John DeAgostino then.
We'll be there on the air from 7 to 9, and really looking forward to that. Then we have just down the street here. We're going to walk out, walk down the street, see the things that are going on that way. I tell you what, if you haven't been to a show and shine, you need to go to one.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. And then, of course, the cruise. Let's take a break and let's talk about the cruise. This portion of the show, and it has to do with automobiles. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He doesn't take chances with your family safety. He is totally, totally professional and knows more about repairing windshields than anybody else does around this area or maybe all of Northern California. A master worksman there. Now, you can bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. Get your cars and trucks ready before Cool April Nights. And it is a veteran-owned business.
Hurrah.
We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. I need you here. And it's 4:30 and I'm
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out of run my V8 4. Cadillac doing about 95.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning segment. Here we're with Cool April Knight, Baron Browning, and the president, the very own president of this particular year and of Cool April Nights and the movement, Deborah Fox, in the house. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Talk about somebody who loves their cars. Mike Huber.
Oh my gosh. Huber is.
Right now he's dune bugging out in what has been, but he loves to build cars and talk about it and race them and all that other stuff. So it's really cool when he gets into his passion.
He's not into the classic.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah,
but he is a nice
but
guy.
But he's into cars. So I mean, this is
can get a hold of Mike 241 Stone, and he does free consultations.
That's absolutely correct. Well, at the break again, when we start to roll, we were talking about more Cool April Nights. things. And I said, we need to talk about that. And I think it's the poker walk at the convention center and what that's all about and some of the competition. And yeah.
The Shasta Classic Car Club is doing their first annual it's a poker walk this year. And it's $5 a hand. And you'll find tables throughout the event. And the winner on Sunday, the winner of the hand gets a grand.
The winner of the hand gets a grand.
Yes.
Whoa. Yeah. I like that.
So it's a nice moneymaker for their club.
Sure, of course. Okay. Let's talk cruise.
Yes.
Let's talk cruise.
The cruise starts at 6:30, runs until 8. And right now we're upwards of about 1,500 cars registered.
Whoa.
Okay. Now.
Is that like the highest number you've ever had?
No. No, we can have up to 2,000 cars.
Okay.
And this last 2 weeks is the big push for registration, and we do have quite a few people who will register
it's Reading. Everything, you know. Hey, we're gonna go to the show. Yeah, we need tickets. Yeah, we'll get them that day. So you could have close to 2,000 cars. Mm-hmm. Well, 1,500 is huge.
Yes, it is.
Now. If you're brand new, mm-hmm. or you've been living under a rock, or you just came into town and you're going to be here, explain what the cruise is.
Well, the cruise begins. They all start at PetSmart area in the parking lot there, and they cruise through Dana Drive, over Churn Creek Road, Cypress, and then turn on to Hilltop Drive, and they make a great big loop, and it's usually 12 to 15 people deep. A lot of the businesses hold parties in their parking lot for their employees. You'll see a good 15 to 20,000 people down in that area.
Now, this is just so you know, if you know anybody down there. Well, and a lot of times people get down there at 6 in the morning and they put their chairs out.
Oh, they'll mark their spot before.
And you know what? Or the day before. And you know what? Nobody screws with their chairs or anything. No.
No.
It's like, okay, they're there. And I'm going to be over here, and some of them have probably had that spot for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know several businesses down there that we can beg to get two chairs that we can put there in our little cooler. And you watch so many great cars. Now, they're coming through sedately mm-hmm. because that's the rule.
That's the rule. No throwing anything out of your cars, please. RPD has asked that they not do that. It could potentially cause a child to run out into the road. And you know, we do this very safely. And, you know, everybody's always asking, oh, burn out. We have to be so careful because if one of those cars gets loose, there are so many people on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a lot of fun, but if you want to do that, take it to the drag strip.
Well, I knew a woman that said that one time. They were broadcasting this when Wade Riggs was still here, and she said, let's hear it. And the guy did it. And then everybody comes running over. Oh, no, don't ask them to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they can rev their engine. You know, they pop it in neutral.
Yeah.
You'll hear a lot of that.
Whoa.
But as far as burning out, yeah, we all love to see it. It's really cool, but that's not the place for it.
And you're absolutely
right. It's
probably
not the safest place.
It's not the safest place. Now, all the people are there, so they're driving down.
We have a drag strip for that.
Which, by the way.
We have one of those.
They're redoing that, and they're putting a big new parking lot out there. And so,
my dad was one of the founders of the drag strip.
Is that right? But that doesn't surprise me when you tell me that, you know, he's been involved with this for so many years. And is the drag strip going to be running that weekend?
Oh, yeah. They have their biggest event of the year.
That's right.
There.
That's Saturday night, correct?
They have drags throughout the week.
Oh, they do?
They do have drags throughout the week, yeah. And after the cruise, everybody can go on down to the convention center. Premier Catering will be serving dinner, and the Hill Street Band will be playing. So there's some place to go after the cruise. Head on down to the convention center and listen to some music.
Oh, yeah. And
I like the idea of the $25 band.
Yeah, let's hit that again.
So any Napa Auto Parts, you can go to any Napa Auto Parts in the area, Shasta Lake City, Anderson, here in Reading. Any of those Napa Auto Parts, and it's our first year we're doing this, $25 for all week. So you can hit all three concerts. Four concerts and the drive-in movie.
Now.
And the big show.
The drive-in movie is
separate. Oh, it's free.
Drive-in movie is free.
Where's that going to be?
Well, I can still show my wristband, though.
Yes, you can still show your wristband. the drive-in will be at the convention center on the lawn. Registered cars can park on the lawn. the public can bring their chairs and their blankets.
Yeah.
And
if you're registered in, okay, so this is important, everybody. Don't bring your 2006 Dodge Ram truck.
No.
You cannot get in and park on it.
No.
You can't park it backwards and like we used to do when we were kids. You can't put 26 kids into the trunk of your car.
Well, you can.
You can, but anyway. But this is just for the classic cars.
It's
to
for the
park there.
To park there, yes.
But any of us can come in here and bring our chair.
Please,
and,
come on down.
And watch.
American Graffiti.
Yeah,
oh,
of course.
Man.
You know what?
Remember the year that we had?
We had 2 years.
In
Salmo,
which is a former winery that we had here.
Probably hadn't heard of him. Reversion Salmo.
There were two. He brought in two guys that used to, that were in American Graffiti.
It was the guy that played Paul Lamott, who played the tough guy, and Bo somebody.
Yeah.
That played one of the gang members. And then you had Candy Clark. She was here 1 year.
Yeah.
And we sat here and interviewed them. And they were there at the up in Anselmo's. And then they came down to, the one or the other arenas, too, there. But
let's talk about the guy who's going to be flown in that's going to be your special guest. Tell our listeners a little bit about this guy that's flying in.
His name is John DiAgostino. And he is from Discovery Bay, and he flies all over the world and judges cars, and he has an award that he personally chooses a car for. It's called the Crystal Award of Excellence. But he is the most renowned custom builder. He owns Celebrity Customs, and he's won more awards than anyone. Nobody's ever won as many awards.
Is there a docuseries on this guy or some kind of...
You can go to his website. There are so many things on him. John DiAgostino, and he's the nicest guy.
What do you look for? But what do you look for when you're coming in and you're judging? I know you look at the overall appearance, but they get more into it, right?
Well, there's a lot of different awards.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the coolest or, the best Model T. We have what are called pickers. And they are people that come in, and I believe there's 100 of them.
100 pickers.
I believe so. Don't quote me. And they come in, and they are people that know about cars, and they individually judge them. Now, some of them don't know about cars. You know, some of them are business owners that are sponsors, and they have the honor of choosing
a car. We did that 1 year. We, right down the street here, we picked a car and gave them a trophy. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about it is that, because, you know, when you have somebody like DiAgostino, is he looking at like how the paint, you know, how the paint job is, how the doors fit. I mean, you know, things like that, as opposed to, oh yeah, this is very pleasant.
I think it's everything. The originality of the car, you know, the parts that are still on it from its original maker, and the way the seats have been redone.
Okay. Okay, everybody. A week from today, we kick it off.
Yes, we do. Looking forward to it.
Is it going to be, the first one's going to be down the street here?
Yes. ION will be holding their event. They're a nonprofit organization as well. Mm-hmm. And they will be having their Spring Fest downtown with Viva Downtown. And you'll see hundreds of cars in the downtown area on Friday. And then we kick off Cool
and live
Life.
Music. There's a band that
night
as well.
There is. Yep. And
Libation.
And what time does that start?
I think it starts
Hold
at
on, I can tell you. I have that. It starts at 3 p.m.
3 p.m., okay.
3 p.m.
Now, one year, we had a car come through here, and I rode around in it and had my phone, and we just rode around the block. It was great. And if we could do that again, let Linda hop in that car and just, and you can't really hear us because all you're hearing is, yeah.
Talk about John DiAgostino. He has displayed cars in over 1,000 shows worldwide. His cars have been featured in almost every automotive publication throughout the world. Most of his customs are on display in the Peterson Automotive Museum in L.A. California, his customs have won many honors, including multiple best of show and most popular cars. So this is the dude has laid it down right in smack of the best of everything.
And he's coming to Reading, and he'll be judging, and a car here that is registered and at the convention center will be chosen that day, Saturday.
Wow. And but just understand, when Deborah calls you and tells you have to be somewhere, everybody comes.
Yes.
Well, including John. I mean, that just happens.
Well, I tell you what, you've done a great job.
Oh, thank you. It's not just me.
Well, no. But Baron understands this too. When you're the commander and you're the president of this, it works because of the leadership right there. And it is true. It's because everybody works so hard. But we like to recognize you because it takes a lot of time. But if anything goes wrong, boom.
Yeah.
You take the hit.
You do.
So, you know what? Let us thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And for everything you do. And thanks, Baron, for being the voice of Kool Aid.
It truly is an honor.
Yeah,
I mean
isn't it
that.
Fun?
Yeah,
isn't it fun? Okay, we're going to be involved in this. It starts next week. Everybody, get ready.
We need to get you on the cruise.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can be there.
Yeah.
Let's find you a ride.
Let's find us a ride.
Okay, well,
and for all your information, go to Kool April Nights with an N, N-I-T-E-S, and Kool with a K, coolaprilnights.com.
There you go.
Great website.
It's got
thanks,
everything
guys.
There.
Thank
thanks
you so much for having us.
You bet. Hey, we'll be back with House of Realty and Cameron Middleton.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
To victory. Listing the way Ukrainians have defended against the onslaught, Zelensky noted those who showed that Russian warships can sail away, even if it's to the bottom of the sea. It was his only reference to the guided missile cruiser, the Moskva, which became a potent target of Ukrainian defiance in the opening days of the war. It sank on Thursday while being towed to port after suffering heavy damage under circumstances that remain under dispute.
Correspondent Charles Deladesma says the Ukrainians claim to have launched a missile attack on the vessel. The Russians say there was a fire on board, but they make no mention of the cause. And the situation for civilians trapped in besieged Ukrainian cities growing increasingly dire.
The head of the World Food Program, David Beasley, tells the AP that people could be starving in Mariupol, Ukraine.
This is a devastating situation. The people being starved to death.
Beasley says the Russian military has prevented his UN organization from sending food into the city, which has been under constant attack since the start of the war.
We'll keep fighting for them. That's all we can do. And we will not give up on the people in Mariupol and other people that we cannot reach.
I'm Tim McGuire.
An elderly couple is dead. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. The toll taken by a huge wildfire burning around a rural town roughly 135 miles southeast of Albuquerque, New Mexico. 5,000 people have had to evacuate. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Figured it out.
Seven times a charm.
I'm going to be a priest.
For Halloween.
Raymond Arroyo of Fox News calls Father Stu the perfect Easter film.
He asked for the tired and the poor.
I'm an out-of-work actor, hello.
Father Stu and Mark Wahlberg restore our faith in movies again.
Hallelujah.
And now Father Stu has an incredible 98% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm praying for you, Bill.
Don't you dare. You're violating my rights as an American.
Father Stu, now playing exclusively in theaters. Rated R under 17, not admitted without parent.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I love your product. I've been taking it now for 2.5 weeks. I love it. I've owned my own businesses all my life. And when you own, you naturally do more than what you expect anybody else to do. So I'm going to tell you, I love the capsules.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code BALANCE.
A hydrogen leak halted NASA's latest bid to fuel its huge moon rocket for a countdown test before June's planned launch.
The failure came during NASA's third shot at a dress rehearsal, which is a required step ahead of a test flight to the moon. The launch team had just begun loading fuel into the core stage of the rocket when the leak cropped up. Two previous countdown attempts were hampered by issues with fans and a large hand-operated valve that workers mistakenly left closed at the pad last week. NASA officials said via Twitter that they're assessing their next steps. I'm Shelley Adler.
China says its military has staged exercises to reinforce its threat to use force to bring Taiwan under its control. This is U.S. lawmakers visiting Taiwan issued a public declaration of support for the self-governing island democracy, while also issuing a warning to China. News and analysis, townhall.com. A jury has convicted a man for his role in an ISIS hostage-taking. Took roughly 24 Westerners captive a decade ago.
4 Americans taken hostage were killed, including 3 who were beheaded in videos broadcast online. The federal jury in Alexandria, Virginia, convicted El-Sheikh on all 8 counts. Prosecutors say Al-Sheikh was one of the notorious Beatles, Islamic State captors nicknamed for their British accents and known for their cruelty. Surviving witnesses testified about beatings and torture inflicted by the Beatles. Al-Sheikh now faces up to a life sentence. Keith Peters reporting.
Tesla chief Elon Musk suggesting he has a plan B if his $43 billion bid to buy Twitter doesn't pan out, but just what the plan is remains a mystery. Musk's takeover attempt, encountering some opposition from current and former employees of the social media company. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 15th of April of 2022, and 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
You know, you sit outside, don't you? Your car's out there already. You sit out there for 2 minutes, don't you, Middleton? Yeah, that's what I thought. And Linda, of course, is here with as my wingman here, or maybe I'm your wingman.
Well, we'll just
we'll see.
Well, I think it's a balance anyway. Welcome back to our 8 o'clock edition here on this Friday. We're getting ready, of course. I think last night the Red Bluff Roundup, rain or shine. You know what? We are in Cowboy. We just got out of cars. We're going back to the Cowboy. We're going to be there Easter Sunday for the Red Bluff Roundup and all the festivities. But
and
this
then
is
we're
what's happening.
And then we're getting ready for the rest of it.
That's and this is what's happening to this week throughout the weekend with the weather forecast today. A chance of showers with a high of 62. When it says chance of showers, about 40%. 90% tonight with overnight lows of 45. Showers Saturday, it says about 80 to 90, which about 63, and then 45 on Saturday night. 20% chance of rain on Saturday night with clearing. Partly sunny on Sunday, 69. Overnight lows of 44 on Sunday night.
On Easter.
Monday calls for 60% chance of showers. And Monday night, once again, and Tuesday as
Let's
well.
Let's just get lots and lots of showers. Like last night was great.
Fabulous. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Always, always the sponsor of our weather. It's a veteran-owned business located in Anderson, the Kenny family. Thank you so much for having faith in KCNR, and we love what you guys do on so many levels. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Before we start with our guest, I would just, you know, a man who means so much to me, and if I'm a success in anything, it's due to him and his leadership and his care. My father passed away 20 years ago today.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what? I take some amount of humor in this because it was tax day, and Dad hated paying taxes to the government, and he passed on April 15th. But he, that man had such a huge impact on my life. He was always supportive. He was tougher than hell. He landed in D-Day at Normandy. He fought through Europe. He provided a very stable home for my sister and I and my mom. They were married for decades. And I can't say enough. Yeah, and when I think about little things, you know, like the getting a Volkswagen. Now, he bought me a Volkswagen so I'd have a car in my senior year and I could go off to college with it. And all those things that you think about with your father and how blessed you are. And today, it was 20 years ago when I got the phone call from my mom.
So, golfing in heaven.
Golfing in heaven. Man, was he a golfer. Anyway, now,
That was a wonderful tribute, Carl.
Well,
I think
you know
that's
what?
Great.
And I'm not doing it in sadness at all.
Paying homage to a beautiful, you had a great experience.
I did. I was fortunate because so many, you know, many people don't. You had a great experience. I imagine Cameron Middleton's in here. And you know what? We're blessed. A lot of us are blessed, and we don't realize it until later. So, anyway, Cameron Middleton.
Good morning.
House of Realty, Planning Commission.
So many things you're involved with, Cameron.
So many things. Father.
Felt like it this week.
Yeah. What happened this week?
Oh, just name
everything.
It.
Yeah.
Name
everything.
And the father part, you know.
And the father, yeah.
They've got this, they do this thing. I don't remember this, but apparently it's called spring break. And they don't let us take the kid to school all week. It's really bizarre. I don't know. Maybe I don't really remember this very well. It's kind of blurry, but yeah, apparently you got to keep them home and you got
to. You have to entertain them. But how old?
4 years old.
Four.
Yeah. So he'll be five in September. Cole should be. Good morning, Cole. I know he's listening, and should be. I'm hopefully getting a good summer job. We're working on that, trying
good morning,
to get something for him.
Summer job.
Well, we're trying to teach him some marketable skills here. You know, not real estate. I'm talking something really productive. But
what?
Let's see what
lawn
we
care.
Could do.
With lawn care.
Yeah, what?
That's what we got him for Christmas.
Okay.
Actually, was a full lawn care toy set. It's got a chainsaw, a leaf blower. There's a little mower. We've got the whole night. I'm not kidding.
We've got
the whole set.
That's so cool.
So we've got him on a rotation. We're trying to get him good at this. But
yeah,
we just heard. We have somebody that comes in once a week, and it's a mow and blow. But he does other things too. He's a great guy. Great guy. And what did he tell you? He said that they used to have group gardeners get together and all that. And he says. We're losing those. We're losing the individuals like that.
They're going
you know?
To where they're doing more larger projects rather than home to home.
Commercial and larger other,
Right. And so he's, in fact, I go like, listen, you better be loyal, dude, because people all over the street are like trying to nab him for work. I'm like, Jim, okay, I'm going to. Just like my doggy sitter, people started going, are you available? Then she wasn't available for me.
No, that's it. You absolutely have to take care of good people to help you out.
Absolutely.
Our number one is our babysitter.
We
grossly overpay our babysitter, but it's so critical. We're like, and her parents are like, don't pay her that much. We don't care. We want her to come back.
Yes, yes.
No matter how bad the kid is, we want her to come back. Yes, it's worth it. Plus a night out, a date night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth no matter.
Yeah.
You know what? Instead of going to dinner at this very expensive restaurant, we're going to go to In-N-Out because we got to pay the babysitter, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. That's it. That's all we got to do. We just took out an equity line to cover the, you know, babysitter. But
well, when you have somebody that you trust and you know that's going to be there and you don't have to worry, that is worth a lot.
Oh, and she's phenomenal. Half the time we come home, the kid's asleep. The house is picked up clean, immaculate. We're like, we can't do that by this hour. How do you do it? So, no, it's phenomenal. But, yeah, anytime you have good help with anything, it's especially right now, it's critical to take care of them and have them do what you can to keep them and retain. Because, I mean, certainly we're seeing it with the employment market right now.
Yeah. Mm. That's what we have with Jared and Pat and Travis.
And Diane.
Diane and Sue. We have that. We're
Ashley.
Blessed. They've been with us for a long time.
Right.
Ashley, they've been with us a little bit.
Jim Bremer, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy late
Jim's
birthday.
Jim's
yesterday. Birthday was
yesterday.
It was just a little late, but
quiet. You didn't tell us. Yeah. But you know, the other thing too is we're hiring another producer on. Wants to join our family part-time. Of course, everybody's pretty much part-time here. Except
the owners.
Except the owners. Yeah, and you know what? Watch me.
2 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. That's our child.
Yeah.
That never grows up.
I remember I got a phone call one time at 3 in the morning, 3:10. You know, your station's off the air. And I went, what are you doing listening to the station at 3 in the morning? I listen to it because sometimes I can't sleep. I said, okay, we'll get on that. And I went, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do it 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to go down there. I guess I could.
Well, we've learned that it's a beast of its own. You know, you've got two different towers, two different things, but things happen. Water gets in. The electric goes out. Who? you know.
We've come so far. I remember when you guys first opened, and I remember coming down here, dropping coffee off to you guys in the morning.
Oh, God.
That first year. Yeah. And I do, and I remember, I said, you know, so Carl, what's the reach here you've got? He says, well, it's kind of hard to tell. You know, at this point, somebody turns on the microwave, and we lose Anderson. I will never forget that. I think it's been up about 6 months. You've come a long way since then.
Yeah, that was probably true.
Yeah, so when you guys hit the 10-year mark, that was the first thing I thought of. No longer lose Anderson when somebody turns the microwave on. This is good progress.
It's a step forward.
Big time.
Okay, hey, look, we got to take a break here. We haven't talked anything about real estate or planning or everything. So this portion of the show is brought to you by one of Linda's favorite places, Four Winds Jewelry.
Always, you know, they've been with us since day one, actually built my wedding ring, and we like the fact that it's, again, locally owned, and they'll take the extra step. You know, if you sometimes need to look to see if you've got a prong that's loose or a diamond that's fallen out, a little tiny diamond or whatever it is. They've got loose stones. They've got work that they will do for you. Also, their watch repair man who can take apart a watch, clean it, put it back together. Also really specializes in heirloom and estate jewelry. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Seek Center, in partnership with Shasta Lake Chiropractic in the city of Shasta Lake, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic today from 2 until 6 p.m. at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard. All vaccine brands, including Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available, including boosters. No appointment needed. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated at this free clinic in the city of Shasta Lake and enjoy free food while organizers hand out local businesses' gift cards to vaccine recipients. Multilingual translators will be available at this free clinic at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard today from 2 until 6 p.m.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526. Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Abad, 8:19 in the morning here on the 15th of April, 2022. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is an expert, and she has a number of trained professionals with her. Some for the insurance side, some for the financial side. She's been doing this since 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or 401k, since all this stuff has gone crazy over the last year, give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, we're here with Cameron Middleton, who is representing the House of Realty, the city's oldest and most prestigious real estate firms here, if I can say that. And also, he's on the Planning Commission of Reading. And so, you know, we end up with a lot of questions on that, too. What's happening in our housing market?
Boy, we've got some substantial changes. Interest rates, for those that haven't been watching, are going up substantially.
Oh, yeah.
The benchmark yesterday finally for the 30-year mortgage hit 5%.
It went up to 5. Now last month, it was like what, 4?
It was in the
4.2 or something.
Yeah,
like
four,
that.
Right in four. There.
And it's gone up another whole percentage point.
Whole point, and that doesn't mean you're going to get 5%. If you walk in, that's under very specific guidelines. That's just the benchmark. So really most people out there going and getting a mortgage are going to be above 5%. And if you're getting an investment loan for a rental or a second home, mm-hmm. you're now probably going to be up close to 6.
Wow.
So
that makes a difference.
The days of twos and threes are gone.
We refied at just the right time.
Yeah. And so they've gone up. And that has, in and of itself, an impact on demand. So it's all about supply and demand, like anything else in economics. But with the demand being somewhat down, we are starting to see also our supply go up. So we're now at 475 homes on the Shasta MLS.
Which is still low, historically low.
Historically low. We haven't seen anything like that since we've had a modernized, computerized MLS, and under 500 up until a couple of years ago. So we're still low, but we're not in the low to mid 300s like we were at the very bottom.
Right.
So we're going to start to see that go up. And again, as I mentioned before, 475 homes. About 100 of those are not in Shasta County.
Oh,
so
they're not in Shasta.
No, we
those
have a reciprocal agreement with Tehama, so a lot of those are Tehama.
So 375, about 370 homes.
Yeah, some
available in the whole county,
and about half of that. No, less than half. I think we did. I did it yesterday. It was 141 in the city of Reading. So still very, very low, but we're starting to see that number increase, and we're starting with the interest rates going up. I mean, it's
the price is going to come down now.
Don't know. So here's the thing of it. People, that's a common question that we get is our price is now coming down. That's a possibility. It also is the possibility that this just slows the rate of increase.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hoping for, and we'll see, the Federal Reserve has a tendency to overreact historically, and keep raising those rates, but to see 15-20% appreciation, that type of thing, what we've seen in a lot of hot markets and hot areas, the best case scenario is we just start getting back down to normal, which is single figure appreciation. So we're only going up 5, 6, 7, 8% a year, something good and steady, but not something out of control. And we get hopefully back to a sense of normalcy where we don't have, which is what we had when we had rates at 5% before, where, hey, if you put a house on the market, if you put it on too high, it's not going to sell. You put it on too low, or, you know, if somebody comes in and tries to, you know, lowball somebody dramatically, they're not going to get it. So you're not able to steal something, and you're not able to outrageously price it.
Right.
There's a normal, good, competitive market that's equal among buyers and sellers. So best case scenario is we hit that equilibrium again and get back to a healthy market. The worst case scenario is, yes, prices go down. So we'll see what happens, and a lot of this depends on how much more they go
up. Are the houses still selling for over $200? I mean,
a foot?
A foot.
Yes.
Square foot.
Yes.
Okay. Because I see, for some reason, Zillow is sending me 10 houses a day we know you'll love. No, you're wrong. And I guess I could unsubscribe. But what I'm doing is sending them to our nephew down in Sacramento area, because they may be thinking about coming up here. So at least they get an idea of the prices of it. You know, they're not serious yet. But the I see a number of homes, and, it seems like a, you know, lower price. But then you realize they're a lot smaller. They've got one bathroom, you know, these kind of things.
Yeah.
And so the sweet spot for people seems to be where?
300s.
300s.
If you're between 300 and 400, especially, you know, low to mid threes, and it's a good house, it's clean, ready to go, no major repairs or issues that are needed, in a good location, and nothing outrageously peculiar about the house, the world will still show up and put in a lot of offers. You're still going to get multiple offer scenarios on those houses.
Okay.
They're priced accordingly.
What about if they're in the $500,000 range?
Gets a little softer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're starting to see some of the softening. Now, keep in mind, if you're in the fours and the fives and you put your house on the market, you're competing with the new construction. That's where a lot of the new construction is being priced at right now.
Okay.
So if you're in the fours or the fives, people are going to look at it and go, okay, gosh, I can go get a new home over in this new subdivision, or, you know, with the various upgrades, or I can take your house. What's the incentive on your house versus this one? Again, it better be clean, mm-hmm. better be in good shape.
Location.
Repaired. Location is still a key factor. And also big difference between, again, in city versus in rural areas.
Well,
you've got some people that really want the rural areas.
That's true.
But, and they, you know, they say, gosh, I want a little bit of acreage. But it's the insurance, utilities, everything else.
PG&E can add $1,000 a month to your house payment.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
And insurance is right up there as well.
When they start talking about you're in an area where there could be fires.
Yes. Yeah. And we actually had a good discussion last night with our new Shasta County head of fire, Sean O'Hara, a tremendous individual. I thoroughly enjoyed his presentation and hearing him last night. There's somebody that's very seasoned on wildfire, a very competent individual. I was very,
Sean
very
O'Hara, and what's he do?
He's now, so he indicated last night that our Brett Govier, who is was the Shasta County Fire Chief, but mm-hmm. you know, we contract right. with Cal Fire, has gone has been promoted and moved up in Cal mm-hmm. Fire and is now down in Sacramento. And so Sean has taken his place here in Shasta County. And, again, tremendous individual.
So that's Cal Fire.
Cal Fire, and then head of fire for Shasta County.
Okay.
But he...
He'll be interested in trying to get a hold of him and have him come on.
Oh, you need to. You absolutely need to. You know, he's very good, gave a very good presentation to us last night. And I think, excuse me, the thing with Sean, you know, he says, I'm trying to get out of the habit of calling it a fire season. We're not doing that anymore. We're calling it a fire year. So...
Fire
this
year.
This is the fire year. It's like a... a rainfall year or any other type of
year.
Did
he mention that this is going to be the, quote, worst? Because it seems like every year they say, oh, no, this will be the worst. Yeah. And unfortunately, they've been right. Are they talking that way again?
That's the standard line. And, yes, absolutely. He indicated this rainfall is not doing much more than dusting everything off for the fire season here. He goes, this is not enough. We're so far behind. We cannot get
there. Yeah, I mean, the snowpack's gone. We had Nadine Bailey on yesterday. Yeah. Nadine's talking about this. You know, there is no measurable snowpack in Trinity. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. And then the water, there's no storage areas. You know, it's Shasta, you know, it's Lake Shasta. But, you know, the site's reservoir never happened. I mean, this is just going to be ugly.
Yes.
And, I mean, they've cut off the water already. It's going to be ugly. They're not even planting rice. Did you know that?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big one.
And it's really going to hit us next year. And
oh, yeah. It's next year.
Yeah. That's
going to be. Food's going to go sky high.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's it. What is it? A quarter of the country's food is grown in California, and we have a zero water allocation throughout California. That's going to mean that the impact on food prices and other prices are going to continue to be high for some time, which also means inflation is going to keep going for a while, at least to a degree, which means interest rates are
going to keep going up,
or at least stay up for the foreseeable.
And then when you take a look at your income, versus outgo, of course. You know, when you're trying to buy a new house, you've got to factor all that stuff in there. You know, you're paying another $100 a month on gas. You're paying, you know, you go to some areas. My electric bill is going up, even though I'm here in town. So
yeah,
we got to take a break. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty and the Planning Commission. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving 4 out of 5 stars, in some cases 5 out of 5 stars, in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, the lack of surgical complications, heart failure treatment, stroke and hip knee replacement, so many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is so good at. Healing starts here. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can beam Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today. 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor Bainerson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBott. It's Friday, April the 15th. Tax day is Monday, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's on Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, which is a great place to eat. But this is the best place in Reading to get a haircut, in my opinion. The only place I've had my haircut. It's great. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, I'm here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, also in the Planning Commission, and Nick's on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. You know, I pay PG&E. I'm not in the city limits. I have a 3-2 house my son lives in, and I live in the mother-in-law house. And my utility bill last month was $145. And that's running irrigation for trees and a garden. So those people that are paying $1,000 a month electricity, I'd say they're electricity hogs.
Well, they live in 3,000 square foot houses. They it's two story, and I don't know, is that electricity hogs if you want to keep your house cool during the summer?
Well, I don't know. That's just my comment.
Okay.
It seems I took this to the city council, and they said that they make up for their use by having better insulation and all that crap, and that's why they just have one tier. But no, that's not why I called. I called to ask Cameron. In today's paper, there was an article about the Block 7. And here's what I'm reading. A nonprofit McConnell Foundation has partnered with KT Development and the City of Reading on Block 7. I'm wondering, if it's a partnership, does the City of Reading own part of that development, or are they just giving them grants? From what I can decipher, there's a little more than $20 million worth of grants from the City of Reading being pushed towards that development, but the city really doesn't have a partnership part of it. Do you have any comment on that, Cameron?
Yeah, Nick, that's a good question, because that is a fairly complicated endeavor. And I, unfortunately, am not privy to all of the details. My understanding is that, no, the City of Reading does not have an ownership interest in either the land or the buildings themselves. So, and it gets very complex. Because a lot of this, and I don't know that it's $20 million in grants from the City of Reading. I think most of the grants that they have and the subsidies are state and federal, and to which degree of each, I'm not sure. So a lot of this has to do with housing credits, tax credits, vouchers, etc. The city has control over a fair amount of that through their housing department.
That's
so,
right.
So between K2, which is a private sector developer, the McConnell Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization, the City of Reading Housing Division, and I think to a degree they are involved is CRDC, which is Community Revitalization Development Corporation. They, the four of them, have all play various roles in the applications for these grants, the distribution of the funding. You have to have a municipal government of some kind, certain nonprofits involved, and the private developer. And it's between the moving of the tax credits, the housing vouchers, the direct grant money and the pass-throughs. All of them are involved to one degree or another in that particular setup. So, but my understanding is no. The city sold fee title to the parking garage to the McConnell Foundation. So that three-block stretch along east of California Street from Tehama down to Placer, that is owned by the McConnell Foundation. And then between them and K2, they're doing the actual development and have the actual ownership of Block 7.
You know, I emailed Barry Tippin this morning, and to Barry's credit, he always gets back to me, and he sent me an 8-page document here explaining it all. And, in fact, the City of Reading sold that piece of property for $120,000. That took into account the what it would cost to demolish that and get it just to a bare lot. But, you know...
Okay, thanks, Nick. I guess that's it. Okay, moving on. No, but that's an interesting thing here.
It's a good question. Yeah,
yeah. The $120,000 for that. But then you think about how much it would take. I'm not sure that's right, but you could understand how much it would take to take down that parking structure and everything else along there.
Yes, and so The number itself, I'm not sure of. That really wasn't discussed a lot publicly, and I wasn't privy to any of those conversations. I know there was a discussion of, hey, here's what the parking garage property is worth, minus here's what what it would cost to do the demolition and removal, mm-hmm. which was a high number, because when you demolish a building and you look at how much it costs to do that or any kind of structure, the main factor in the cost is the tonnage, how much are you actually having to move and dispose of. And so that was a high number. And I know the original offer was a very low number, around that amount. Doing that math, I think also that my understanding was that it was a combination of, in terms of what the McConnell Foundation paid for it, it was a combination of parking.
Did they own that whole block?
Yes.
And they own the new construction over there. It's going to be the bike headquarters. They own that?
Yes, or the Bicycle Cafe, yes.
Who owns the one right behind here, us, in there, that, you know, they put a parking lot in there, and that's kind of like...
Also the McConnell Foundation, the old police station.
The old police station, yeah, thank you. McConnell Foundation,
yes,
is buying up a lot of town.
Yes, and in most cases, it's publicly owned property.
Publicly owned property.
So it's city property.
City property.
Well,
in some cases.
Yeah, but they're doing good things with it, so it's not
not, but that's, you know, it's interesting. We have a nonprofit, and they've reached 500. I don't know, million or billion or whatever it is, that they're buying the property downtown, and their whole mission seems to be to, and on the good side, revitalize downtown.
Yeah. Imagine if somebody didn't buy it and it just let a building run down, like, I don't know what's
going to
be.
Like we did before, like the city let the parking structure go.
So it's nice to see that there is, like, you know, I was telling Carl, we're on a pivotal point right now in Reading. It's either going to be really, really cool, or it's going to change where we lose a local flavor.
Yes.
And that's the feeling
it's for you, Cameron, on the Planning Commission to make sure that didn't happen.
I'm just saying that, you know, I mean,
It's like anything else. It's like if you have a new university, it changes the feeling of the old university. But is there an in-between ground? So we don't, we love the fact that, because I just, like, I'll tell you what happened. I went back to Sacramento, my old hometown. I grew up there. And downtown, which used to be absolutely gorgeous, it's the state capital, has turned into a cesspool.
Yeah. I have to go down next week, and it just, I know what you mean.
Deeply disturbed me. And we went to the theater to see Wicked, and two blocks away was the mass shooting. But there's tent cities and stuff that are happening right in the middle, right in the front of businesses.
The gang war all
I'm not
over.
Saying that's going to happen here, but what I'm saying is that we, you know, one of the answers, we want to beautify, we want to incorporate, we want people to have a buy-in. And one of the things that I'm saying is that when we talk about when we have, and I just kind of came into this conversation, when we have outside companies buying real estate and doing VRBOs, we lose this local buy-in. You got people coming here for a week or two and that kind of thing, and they're not caring about the neighbors or planting or putting something in down. Yeah, it helps with the dollars if they're truly coming here to vacay, you know.
Yeah.
Vacay.
No, and that's it. You're absolutely right. I think we are at a critical juncture, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens here moving forward, and especially if economically, nationwide, worldwide, we take a little bit of a hit here for some time, how Reading fares, because we have been a boom and bust town for a very long time.
We need to maybe be moderately successful over a long period of time.
That's
or
the
just
aim.
Successful over, not wildly successful, but just be successful on a steady upward trajectory.
That's the goal.
Got to take a quick break here. Now, let's talk about next Saturday, April 23rd. April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center. Join Linda and I for the Reading Regional Chapter's 28th Annual Banquet for Safari Club International. Starts at 5 o'clock. It's got it all there. Receptions, games, dinner, auctions, drawings, games, auctions, drawings include guns, hunts, hunting, and outdoor gear. Photo safaris to Africa. Artwork and items for the ladies. For more information, scireading.org, or give Larry a call at 474-5075. And you want to jump in on this one because it's almost sold out. But join us for just a great night. It's a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, rope and wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer, and old Copenhagen.
And Sunday, Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
All right, we're seeing the dancing marine over here. Good morning. If you're watching live, we're not on YouTube. What are we on? Jared, do you have like a thing that we're on?
Some kind of
video platform. Is there a, do you have it in front of you that are like where people go online to see this live feed?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't have it in front. It's kcnr3.baje.us.
Oh, good. There you go. That's cool.
Yeah, so you know that.
I had to look it up.
Well, oh, okay. That's all right, but you look how quick that was. I would be bleh.
Don't get upset.
Yep.
Do not get upset. Are you upset?
Telling me not to get upset.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
This is one of this. You know, it's my little brother in there.
Oh.
You know what? It's like my little brother. It's because he's young enough to be my son, though. So maybe, you know. Hey, we're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty and the Planning Commission. We were talking about, we've got to really watch what's happening. There's going to be a meeting Tuesday at the City Council at the regular time, I believe.
Regular time.
And they're going to be talking about the surplus land and the proposed purchase of the Civic Auditorium Rodeo Grounds area there. So, do you have any concerns here?
So what they're going to be doing on Tuesday is discussing the potential of declaring this surplus land. And it's a very complicated process. One thing that's worth doing is going and listening to the city manager's podcast. It's about, I think it's about 10 minutes long or so, that he did last week that lines this process out. I think what's being proposed, this is about step two of 200.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a 15-year project, my friends. This isn't happening next year.
Yeah, it's there's a lot to it. And even this portion, I think when you look at the original timeline, was supposed to be done about 6 months ago. So, and this is, like I say, this is sort of step two of a lot of steps. Yeah. So it's just...
My whole thing on this is that we need to move forward. We need a new Civic. We need a new structure down there. And the rodeo has meant so much to our city. That's not in our area here. And that's not going to go away. The asphalt cowboys are down there.
Well,
you need that. What? There must be, storage space
for
150 barrels of beer that you all keep there.
We have to keep off site. but tables and chairs and our barbecues, our grills, everything else, it fits in there with about 3 square inches to spare. So everybody down there wants to see improvement. The Asphalt Cowboys, the Reading Rodeo Association, Advanced Reading. We all want to see improvement down there. I think the question is just going to be, what are the details? How is this going to be done? Who's the owner? What are the terms? A lot of these other issues, and that's what we really want to take a look at. And then also, how's this going to be paid for?
Hey, Blue Tacoma, are you listening?
Yeah, they just came and picked up
tickets. Yeah. I'm just wondering.
No, just say hi. Wave to us.
Hey, wave at us, guys. Yeah. Come on. We like you guys.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I talked to Dan Knott the other day. And people that aren't familiar with the Knott family, these are local guys. And Daniel Knott wants this to be kind of like a legacy for him and his family. And, he's not planning on moving. He's here. And he wants his kids to come back. He wants the best. If I look at it in those ways. Who's doing the development? Yeah, there is a large company who does this internationally, but who's their point guy? Another Reading boy. And all of them grew up together. And so the ability to have something that you could bring in literally thousands of people for a convention, literally thousands of people for a big concert. The ramp, boat ramp there, different, bigger, but still everything environmentally sound. I mean,
that's the question, I think. And my concern of the primary concern is you're going to have a lot of interests in what's not that big a piece of land that's fairly locked up. You've got a cemetery to the west, freeway to the south, river to the north and the east. There's not that much ground there. And so the question becomes if competing interests find that they are, as a total sum, they have more interest than the land provides and the interests become competing interests now.
Yeah.
What happens in that case? And I think that's going to be a big part of the discussion moving forward. I want to see it too. I mean, having a little boy now, having Cole, my 4-year-old son.
When he turns 15, wouldn't it be great that I'm just saying in 10 years, wouldn't that be great to have an area down there that, it's got open spaces, it's got a center there where you can take them places and the rodeo, either the rodeo grounds or the rodeo becomes part of that big new building.
Well, and that's been a lot of the discussion is that, a new arena of some kind, a new outdoor facility down there. And I know that's what the Rodeo Association wants and has wanted for some time is to have is a new facility down there. They want a better facility. They've been trying to get those funds. And
they won't give them a lease for more than 3 years.
They haven't got more than a 10-year lease. They only got about 3-4 years left on this lease.
Yeah, and they won't give them a long one because then
you can't get the money,
and
the finance.
The
other part is the boat ramp, right? So the boat ramp, then that parking area for the boat ramp is the city keeps increasing that substantially, and it keeps increasing into the footprint of the rodeo ground. So they just lost a large portion of their parking and concession areas and some staging areas because of this new expansion for the boat ramp. It was, hey, we're going to add a kayak launch. Great. Well, then the city said, well, we need more parking for longer trailers for the kayaks, so we need to take more of the rodeo grounds space.
Well, you know what? And that is short-sighted. And that is short-sighted for a number of reasons. They're talking about kayak businesses against the second largest moneymaker in Reading.
And the kayak businesses are doing great, and nothing against them. I mean, I know Brian Anderson down at Headwaters Adventures and some others.
They're doing great things with use of the river.
But it's, hey, do we really need this extra area and encroachment? And that's been their frustration, is their parking and their area has been encroached on. And they can't get the long-term lease. But the
Reading Rodeo is coming up.
It is.
Next month.
We're getting ready. We're going down tomorrow morning for Red Bluff Parade. The Asphalt Cowboys, we're going to be in that parade.
Oh,
and then
great.
We're ramping up for Rodeo Week. We've confirmed our Lone Stranger and Sidekick for this year. So they are on board.
And again, it's not us.
We can't pick you guys. You guys.